taco meatloaf. Per serving, 1/6 of loaf. 127 calories, 1 grams fat, 688 milligrams sodium, 7 grams carbs, 0.5 grams fiber, 2 grams sugars, 22 grams protein. This turkey taco meatloaf is addictive. Once you start eating it, it's hard to stop. Luckily, it's super low in calories and packed with good-for-you stuff. Ingredients: 1 pound raw extra lean ground turkey, 2 slices fat-free cheddar cheese, 1/2 cup shredded fat-free cheddar cheese, 1/2 cup canned sweet corn kernels, 1/4 cup chopped green bell peppers, 1/4 cup chopped onions, 1/2 cup salsa, 1/2 packet of taco seasoning mix, dry. Directions: preheat oven to 375 degrees. Cook peppers and onions for 3 minutes over medium heat in a pan sprayed with nonstick spray. In a large bowl, combine onions and peppers with turkey, corn, and seasoning mix. Spread 1/2 of the mixture evenly into the bottom of a loaf pan, about 9 inches by 5 inches, sprayed with nonstick spray. Layer the 2 slices of fat-free cheese on top of the mixture. Try to keep slices away from the pan's edges. Evenly top with the remaining meat mixture. Pour the salsa over the top of the loaf. Cook in the oven for 30 minutes. Top loaf with shredded cheese. Return loaf to the oven and cook for another 15 minutes. Makes 6 servings. Chew on this. Meatloaf recipes first appeared in American cookbooks in the 1880s. Meat lovers' cheesy pasta. Per serving, entire recipe, 301 calories, 3.5 grams fat, 1,277 milligrams sodium, 20 grams carbs, 7.5 grams fiber, 6 grams sugars, 49 grams protein. Ingredients: 1 package House Foods tofu shirataki, spaghetti shape, 3 ounces cooked boneless skinless lean chicken breast, cut into bite-sized pieces, 1.5 ounces ground beef-style soy crumbles, thawed if previously frozen, 1/3 cup shredded fat-free cheddar cheese, 1/2 cup canned tomato sauce, 1/8 teaspoon garlic powder, salt and black pepper to taste. Never worked with tofu shirataki before? Turn to page 261 for helpful hints. Directions: rinse and drain noodles well. Pat dry. Place noodles in a microwave safe bowl and microwave for 1 minute. Drain excess liquid from noodles and pat them until thoroughly dry. Cut noodles into spaghetti length pieces. Set aside. Heat chicken and soy crumbles, either in a pan sprayed with nonstick spray or in the microwave. Combine noodles, chicken, crumbles, cheese, tomato sauce, and garlic powder, and mix well. Microwave entire dish for 1 additional minute. Season to taste with salt and black pepper. Enjoy your feast. Makes 1 serving. Hungry girl tip: sodium counters can save about 600 milligrams of the stuff by using no salt added tomato sauce. Just remember to season it up. Phenomenal Philly cheesesteak. Per serving, 1 sandwich. 301 calories, 9 grams fat, 588 milligrams sodium, 28 grams carbs, 0.5 grams fiber, 7 grams sugars, 26 grams protein. This Philly cheesesteak is as good as, if not better than, any you'd find anywhere, including Philadelphia. Ingredients: 3 ounces raw lean filet beefsteak, 1 hot dog bun, 1 slice fat-free American cheese, 1/3 cup sliced onions. Directions: slice your filet into thin strips. Freezing it slightly beforehand will make it easier to cut. Cook onions over medium-high heat in a pan spritzed with nonstick spray for about 5 minutes until onion slices are slightly browned. Remove onions from the pan and set aside. Spritz a little more nonstick spray into the pan. Remove pan from heat before respraying, and cook filet strips over medium-high heat for 1 to 2 minutes, flipping them halfway through cooking. Place cheese on top of meat, still in the pan, and continue to cook until cheese is slightly melted. Meanwhile, warm or toast your bun. Place meat and cheese in the bun and then top with onions. Enjoy. Makes one serving. Steak 101, tips and tricks. All steaks are not created equal. Know your beef. Leaner cuts include filet mignon and sirloin. Fattier marbled cuts include shell steak and ribeye. These often contain more calories than leaner steak cuts. Your best bet is often the filet mignon. Not only is it leaner, but it's also often served in smaller portions than other cuts. A porterhouse steak usually weighs in at about 20 ounces, and it's actually two steaks in one, a filet and a strip. A 20-ounce porterhouse steak has about 1,400 calories and 100 grams of fat. Yikes! Baja Taco Blitz. Per serving, 2 tacos. 347 calories, 6.5 grams fat, 380 milligrams sodium, 36 grams carbs, 6.5 grams fiber, 5 grams sugars, 36 grams protein. This recipe was co-developed with Weight Watchers. Are you a taco lover? You'll freak over these. Ingredients: 2 small corn tortillas. 4 ounces raw boneless skinless lean chicken breast, cut in 2 strips. 1/2 small onion, sliced. 1/4 large red bell pepper, sliced. 1/8 avocado, 2 small slices. 1/2 cup chopped iceberg lettuce. 2 tablespoons shredded fat-free cheese, cheddar or Monterey Jack. 2 tablespoons fat-free sour cream. 1 tablespoon salsa. 1 teaspoon chopped cilantro. Salt and black pepper to taste. Directions. Spray a pan with nonstick spray and set stove to medium heat. Cook onion slices in the pan for 2 minutes. Add pepper slices to the pan and continue to cook for an additional 2 minutes until veggies are a little crisp. Remove veggies from the pan and place them in a bowl. Cook chicken strips in the pan until cooked throughout, and then add them to the bowl with the onions and peppers. Heat tortillas in the pan for 20 seconds on each side. Remove and plate tortillas. Season the onions, peppers, and chicken to taste with salt and black pepper, and then place them evenly into the center of each tortilla. Place 1 slice of avocado on each tortilla. Finish by topping with lettuce, cheese, sour cream, salsa, and cilantro. Roll them up and enjoy. Makes one serving. Copyright 2008 Weight Watchers International Incorporated. All rights reserved. For a pic of this recipe, see the photo insert. Yay! Chapter 7. Party Time. Party and Holiday Foods. It's my party and I'll chew if I want to. Some people believe that you should never serve guilt-free foods at parties, family gatherings, or holiday get-togethers. Those people have clearly not been exposed to the recipes in this chapter. These are so good that no one will ever know they're not loaded with tons of fat and calories. There's nothing fake-tasting or diety about any of these crowd-pleasers. Promise. Hungry Girls De-Pudged Pigs in a Blanket. Per serving, 4 pigs in a blanket, 134 calories, 5 grams fat, 652 milligrams sodium, 16 grams carbs, 0 grams fiber, 3 grams sugars, 8 grams protein. Ingredients: 8 fat-free or nearly fat-free hot dogs, 40 to 50 calories each. 1 can, 8 servings, Pillsbury Reduced Fat Crescent Rolls Refrigerated Dough. Directions: preheat oven to 375 degrees. Cut each hot dog into 4 even pieces. Take one of the 8 triangle-shaped portions of the dough and stretch or roll it out slightly, making it into a larger triangle. Then cut this piece of dough into 4 long, narrow triangles. Beginning at the base of each of these triangles, roll one hot dog piece up in each triangle until the point of the triangle wraps around the center. Place your blanketed pigs on a large ungreased baking pan and repeat entire process 7 more times with remaining dough and hot dog pieces. Be sure to evenly space them, as the dough will expand while baking. Place pan in the oven and cook for about 12 minutes until dough appears slightly browned and crispy. Enjoy! Makes 8 servings. For a pic of this recipe, see the photo insert. Yay! Mary marinated veggies. Per serving, 1 cup. 58 calories, 1 gram fat. 22 milligrams sodium. 11 grams carbs. 1.5 grams fiber. 10 grams sugars. 1 grams protein. These veggies taste even better the second day. Ingredients: 1 large cucumber, thinly sliced. 1 medium red bell pepper, thinly sliced. 1 medium zucchini, halved lengthwise and cut into half-inch wide strips. 1 cup thinly sliced red onions. 1 cup balsamic vinegar. 1 teaspoon olive oil. 4 no-calorie sweetener packets. Salt and black pepper to taste. Directions: combine vinegar, oil, and sweetener with 1 cup of water. Place all veggies in a separate dish. Cover veggies with vinegar marinade and stir. Cover dish and refrigerate for at least 1 day. Season to taste with salt and black pepper. Makes 5 servings. For Weight Watchers points values and photos of all the recipes in this book, check out hungry-girl.com/book. Snacktastic Holiday Mix. Per serving, 1 cup, 132 calories, 3 grams fat, 137 milligrams sodium, 28 grams carbs, 5 grams fiber, 9 grams sugars, 2 grams protein. This stuff is so good. It's going to take a lot of restraint to not down it all in one sitting. So invite some friends over ASAP to share it with you. Ingredients: 2 cups puffed corn cereal, like Kix. 1/2 cup Fiber One brand cereal, original. 1 ounce, about 1 cup, crispy freeze-dried apples. 3 tablespoons Splenda no-calorie sweetener, granulated. 1.5 tablespoons light whipped butter or light buttery spread. 1 tablespoon light corn syrup. 1/2 teaspoon cinnamon. 1 tablespoon sliced almonds. Directions: since this is a quickie recipe, it's best to have all ingredients measured out and ready to go before starting in order to avoid burning. Begin by setting out a large piece of foil for the recipe to cool on after it's prepared. In a medium saucepan, combine butter, Splenda, corn syrup, and cinnamon. Stir while cooking over low heat. Once mixture is thoroughly blended and bubbling, stir in both cereals and coat them with the mixture. Continuously stir for about 2.5 minutes until cereal mix looks well coated and toasty. Mix in apple crisp and almonds and then immediately remove from heat. Spread mixture out on foil until cool. Makes 4 servings. Hungry Girl Holiday Shocker. A slice of that pecan pie sounds delicious, but it likely has at least 600 calories and more than 30 grams of fat. That pie is packing more than just pecans. Jalapeno Swappers. Per serving, 5 poppers, 126 calories, 1 grams fat, 425 milligrams sodium, 22 grams carbs, 8 grams fiber, 4 grams sugars, 14 grams protein. These poppers are so good. Your guests will never know they're low in fat and calories. But remember to remove all the seeds. They're super spicy. Ingredients: 5 fresh whole jalapenos, 1/2 cup Fiber One brand cereal, original, 1/4 cup fat-free liquid egg substitute, 1/4 cup fat-free cream cheese, 1/4 cup shredded fat-free cheddar cheese. Optional: salt, black pepper, garlic powder. For the 411 on faux frying with Fiber One, see page 113. Directions: preheat oven to 350 degrees. Have the jalapenos lengthwise and remove the seeds, stems, and membranes. Be very careful when handling jalapenos. Wash your hands frequently and well, and avoid touching your face and eyes. Wash halves and dry them very well. Set aside. Stir together cream cheese and shredded cheese. If you like, season cheese mixture with salt, black pepper, and/or garlic powder. Using a blender or food processor, grind Fiber One to a breadcrumb-like consistency. If you like, season crumbs with salt, black pepper, and/or garlic powder. Place crumbs in one small dish, an egg substitute in another. Stuff each jalapeno half with the cheese mixture. Next, carefully coat both sides of each jalapeno half, first with egg substitute and then with Fiber One crumbs. Place jalapenos on a baking pan sprayed with nonstick spray and place in the oven. Cook for 25 minutes for very spicy poppers to 30 minutes, medium hot peppers. Makes 2 servings. 100 calories, this or that. Looking for a 100-calorie party food? Would you rather have 6 chilled shrimp dipped in cocktail sauce or 1 breaded fried shrimp with sweet and sour sauce, 3 whole cups of popcorn, or 2 tablespoons of mixed nuts, 1 full skewer of grilled chicken, or 1 tiny triangle of a chicken quesadilla, 10 baked tortilla chips with a side of salsa, or 1 loaded nacho, a plate full of crisp veggies with some spinach dip, or 1 mini spinach quiche. Nutritional information based on averages. Save the day's stuffing. Per serving, 1 cup, 89 calories, 1.5 grams fat, 275 milligrams sodium, 17 grams carbs, 4 grams fiber, 4 grams sugars, 5 grams protein. Ingredients: 6 slices light bread, 40 to 45 calories each, with about 2 grams fiber per slice, 1 cup chopped onions, 1 cup chopped celery, 1 cup chopped mushrooms, 1 cup fat-free broth, chicken or vegetable, at room temperature, 1/4 cup fat-free liquid egg substitute, 1 tablespoon light whipped butter or light buttery spread, 2 teaspoons minced garlic, salt, black pepper, rosemary, and thyme to taste. Directions: for best results, leave bread uncovered for a night or two until slightly stale. Otherwise, begin by lightly toasting bread. Preheat oven to 350 degrees. Cut bread into 1/2-inch cubes. Spray a medium baking dish with nonstick spray and place bread cubes evenly along the bottom of the dish. In a medium pot, combine broth, celery, and onions. Cook for 8 minutes over medium heat. Remove pot from heat and add mushrooms and garlic. Season mixture to taste with salt, black pepper, rosemary, and thyme. Let cool for several minutes. Add egg substitute and butter to veggie broth mixture and stir. Pour mixture into the baking pan, evenly covering bread cubes. Mix gently with a fork. Bread cubes should be moist but not saturated. If necessary, add 1 to 2 tablespoons of water and then mix again. Cover with foil and cook dish in the oven for 20 minutes. Remove foil and fluff and rearrange stuffing. Return dish to oven, uncovered, and cook for an additional 15 minutes. Makes 5 servings. Hungry girl tip. Zazzle up your stuffing by adding any of the following to it before baking. 1 ounce of raisins. 1 medium pear, chopped. 2 tablespoons of sliced almonds. 1 ounce of sweetened dried cranberries. Or 1 medium Granny Smith apple, chopped. Each one adds less than 20 calories to each serving. Party Poppin' Trail Mix. Per serving, 1 generous cup. 118 calories, 3.5 grams fat, 83 milligrams sodium, 22 grams carbs, 5 grams fiber, 9 grams sugars, 4 grams protein. Ingredients: 2 cups popped 94% fat-free kettle corn microwave popcorn, 1 cup puffed corn cereal, like Kix, 1/2 cup Fiber One brand cereal, original, 2 ounces chocolate-covered soy nuts, 1 ounce, about 1 cup, freeze-dried fruit. Directions: combine all ingredients and give them a shake. Wasn't that easy? Makes 5 servings. Cheesy dog tortilla roll-ups. Per serving, 2 pieces, 78 calories, 1 gram fat, 476 milligrams sodium, 10 grams carbs, 3 grams fiber, 1 gram sugars, 9 grams protein. These are awesome and easy to make, mini hors d'oeuvres. Ingredients: 2 fat-free or nearly fat-free hot dogs, 40 to 50 calories each, 1 medium low-fat flour tortilla, about 110 calories with at least 6 grams fiber, 1/4 cup shredded fat-free cheese, cheddar or American. Directions: microwave hot dogs according to directions on package. Slice tortilla in half. Sprinkle cheese evenly on top of both halves, avoiding the edges. Heat tortilla halves in the microwave for about 20 seconds until cheese is just slightly melted. Immediately roll 1 hot dog in each cheesed-up tortilla half by placing the dog at the straight side of the tortilla and then rolling it up tightly. Toast roll-ups in the toaster oven until desired crispiness is reached. Slice each roll into thirds and then serve with toothpicks. Makes 3 servings. Rockin' Lean Bean Casserole. Per serving, 1/10 of casserole. 76 calories, 2 grams fat, 431 milligrams sodium, 13 grams carbs, 3.5 grams fiber, 4 grams sugars, 3 grams protein. This recipe will rock your holiday rolled. The key here is to find really awesome onion-flavored soy crisps. Ingredients: 2 16-ounce bags frozen French-style green beans, thawed, drained, and thoroughly dried. 2 10.75-ounce cans, Campbell's 98% fat-free cream of celery soup. 1 8-ounce can sliced water chestnuts, drained. 1 ounce, about 25 pieces, onion-flavored soy crisps, crushed. Directions: preheat oven to 325 degrees. Make sure green beans are thoroughly drained and completely dry. Use a towel if you need to. Then place 1/2 of the green beans in a casserole dish. A 2-to-3-quart rectangular one works best. Pour 1 can of soup evenly on top of the layer of green beans. Place 1/2 of the sliced water chestnuts over the soup layer. Cover with remaining green beans and then top with the rest of the soup. Evenly top with the remaining water chestnuts. Place dish in the oven and cook for 45 minutes. Top with crushed soy crisps and return dish to the oven for another 10 minutes or so until crisps turn golden brown. Makes 10 servings. Top 8 Party Survival Tips. Hungry Girl's Guide to Food Happy Festivities. 1. Never show up super hungry. Eat something light before you head to the party. 2. Wear fitted party clothes. Doing so will help keep you from shamelessly stuffing too much food down your gullet. 3. Drink 1 to 2 glasses of water right before or right after you arrive at the party. This will help you feel fuller and curb cravings. 4. Don't eat anything during your first 20 to 30 minutes at the party. Mingle, socialize, and don't stand on top of the food. 5. Don't get caught empty-handed. Always have a drink in one hand. Stick to no-cal beverages for most of the night, and maybe a little clutch purse in the other. This way, you'll be less likely to graze, because your hands will be full. 6. Don't deprive yourself. It's okay to enjoy some treats. Just remember to do so in moderation. 7. Make a deal with yourself. Only after eating 5 pieces of something good, like veggies from the veggie tray, allow yourself to indulge in 1 piece of something bad, like cookies or candy. You'll likely fill up before you even hit round 2 of the bad stuff. 8. Watch what you drink. Eggnog, spice cider, and hot cocoa can be all diet-busting disasters and a complete waste of calories. You are better off reaching for water or other no-calorie drinks. Rockin' Restaurant Spinach Dip. Per serving, 3 heaping tablespoons. 72 calories. 1 gram fat. 310 milligrams sodium. 9 grams carbs. 1 gram fiber. 4 grams sugars. 7 grams protein. This dip is so good, it may actually bring tears to your eyes. It's great with pita chips mixed into egg whites or stirred into tofu shirataki noodles. Ingredients: 1 10-ounce package frozen chopped spinach, thawed and drained thoroughly. 4 ounces canned sliced water chestnuts, chopped. 4 ounces fat-free block cheese, any kind. 3 tablespoons plus 1 teaspoon reduced fat Parmesan-style grated topping. 1/3 cup plus 2 teaspoons fat-free mayonnaise. 1/4 cup fat-free sour cream. 1 ounce light soy milk. 2 tablespoons minced shallots. 1 teaspoon minced garlic. Salt and black pepper to taste. Directions: preheat oven to 325 degrees. Cook garlic and shallots over medium heat in a pan sprayed with nonstick spray until softened but not burned, a minute or two. Set aside. In a medium saucepan, melt black cheese over a low flame with the soy milk, stirring occasionally. Once cheese has melted and the mixture is well blended, add mayo, sour cream, and Parmesan. Stir until thoroughly mixed, still over low heat. Next, add garlic, shallots, and water chestnuts and stir. Add spinach to the pot and mix thoroughly. Spoon dip into a medium casserole dish and bake in the oven for 20 to 25 minutes. Voila! Your spinachy masterpiece is complete. Season to taste with salt and black pepper. Makes 8 servings. For a pic of this recipe, see the photo insert. Yay! Hungry Girl Holiday Shocker. What's a party without chips and dip? While the onion dip might seem like a good choice, be aware that just 2 measly little tablespoons contains about 60 calories and 6 grams of fat. That's only about 2 chips worth. No nonsense nog. Per serving, 1 cup, 98 calories, 2 grams fat, 382 milligrams sodium, 13 grams carbs, 0.5 grams fiber, 6 grams sugars, 6 grams protein. Ingredients: 5 cups light vanilla soy milk, 1 small, 4 serving, packaged sugar-free, fat-free vanilla instant pudding mix, 6 no-calorie sweetener packets, 1 teaspoon imitation rum extract, 1/2 teaspoon nutmeg. Directions: combine all ingredients in a blender and blend on high until mixed thoroughly. Refrigerate for a few hours to allow nog to thicken. Makes 5 servings. Hungry Girl Holiday Shocker. A cup of eggnog usually clocks in with more than 400 calories and 20 grams of fat. Eek! Guilt-free dirt and worm surprise. Per serving, 2/3 cup, 159 calories, 1 grams fat, 403 milligrams sodium, 30 grams carbs, 1 grams fiber, 15 grams sugars, 7 grams protein. This is the perfect recipe for Halloween or kids' birthday parties. Ingredients: 2 small, 4 serving packages sugar-free, fat-free instant chocolate pudding mix, 4 cups fat-free milk, 4 sheets, 16 crackers, chocolate graham crackers, crushed, 12 gummy worms, chopped into thirds. Directions: to make the pudding, add both packages of pudding mix to the milk and beat with a whisk for 2 to 4 minutes until pudding is thoroughly mixed and thickened. Pour pudding into a wide serving bowl. Place in the fridge for at least 15 minutes to set. Once ready to serve, top pudding with worms. Then evenly distribute crushed graham crackers on top of worms. Makes 8 servings. For Weight Watchers points values and photos of all the recipes in this book, check out hungry-girl.com/book. Amazing 8-layer dip. Per serving, about 1 cup, 105 calories, 0.5 grams fat, 323 milligrams sodium, 19 grams carbs, 4 grams fiber, 3 grams sugars, 7 grams protein. This dish is delicious served hot or cold. The seasoned butternut squash layer is a perfect swap for refried beans. Ingredients: 4 cups shredded iceberg lettuce, 2.5 cups peeled and cubed butternut squash, 2 cups cherry tomatoes, chopped, 1 cup diced onions, 1 cup canned black beans, heated, if desired, 4 ounces ground beef style soy crumbles, thawed if previously frozen, 4 ounces roasted red peppers, not packed in oil, chopped, 1/2 cup fat-free sour cream, 1/4 cup shredded fat-free cheddar cheese, 3.5 teaspoons taco seasoning mix, dry. Optional: salt, black pepper, lime juice. For the 411 on getting perfectly cubed squash, take a peek at Butternut Squash Basics on page 279. Directions: combine 1/2 of the tomatoes with all of the onions. Season to taste with salt, black pepper, and lime juice, if desired. Set aside. Next, nuke squash in a covered microwave-safe dish with 2 tablespoons of water for 6 to 7 minutes until squash is tender enough to mash. Using a fork or potato masher, mash squash to a pulp. Mix in 1.5 teaspoons of the taco seasoning and set dish aside. Combine soy crumbles with the remaining tomatoes and 2 teaspoons of taco seasoning in a heated pan sprayed with nonstick spray. Cook over a medium flame, stirring occasionally until heated and mixed. In a large dish, layer ingredients in this order: lettuce, butternut squash mixture, tomato onion mix, sour cream, black beans, meat mixture, shredded cheese, red peppers. Makes 8 servings. For a pic of this recipe, see the photo insert. Yay! Would you rather? The family holiday party is here. At the cocktail hour, you chow down on 6 hors d'oeuvres, adding up to about 350 calories and 25 grams of fat. And that's before 1 bite of your dinner. Just to burn off the calories and those hors d'oeuvres, you would have to dance embarrassingly fast with your cousin for a little more than an hour, or clean up post-party for 1.5 hours with no company or help, sad, or wrap and rewrap Aunt Margie's gifts, she likes them perfect, for almost 5 hours. Times based on estimates for a 150-pound woman. Portobello Skinny Skins. Per serving, 1 mushroom. 67 calories, 0.5 grams fat, 404 milligrams sodium, 6 grams carbs, 1.5 grams fiber, 2 grams sugars, 10 grams protein. This recipe was inspired by Hungry Girls pals over at the Mushroom Council. It makes an awesome party starter if you cut the skins into wedges and then serve them with toothpicks. Ingredients: 4 large portobello mushroom caps, 2 slices, about 1 ounce, extra lean turkey bacon, 2/3 cup shredded fat-free cheddar cheese, 1 small tomato, chopped, 1 tablespoon minced scallions, 1/4 teaspoon salt, 1/8 teaspoon black pepper. Directions: preheat oven to 450 degrees, over medium heat. Cook bacon strips in a pan sprayed with nonstick spray until crispy, about 5 minutes. Once cool enough to handle, crumble bacon into small pieces and set aside. Line a baking pan with foil and spray lightly with nonstick spray. Wipe mushrooms clean with a moist paper towel and then let them dry. Spritz caps lightly with nonstick spray. Mist both sides as well as mushroom edges. Sprinkle the flat side with salt and black pepper, and then place, rounded side down, on the baking pan. Divide cheese among mushroom caps. Bake for 10 minutes in the oven, or until cheese melts and edges begin to brown. Remove pan from oven and sprinkle bacon, tomato, and scallions over mushrooms. Return pan to oven and cook for an additional 5 minutes, or until mushrooms are thoroughly heated. Makes 4 servings. Hungry Girl Holiday Shocker. Stuffed mushrooms may seem like a great option. They are vegetables, right? But just 6 small stuffed mushrooms at your average party can contain as much as 400 calories and 30 grams of fat. Yuck. Crazy Creamy Crab Stuffed Mushrooms. Per serving, 4 mushrooms, 53 calories, 1 gram fat, 323 milligrams sodium, 5 grams carbs, 1 gram fiber, 2 grams sugars, 7 grams protein. Ingredients: 12 medium, about 2 inches wide, brown mushroom caps, 2 ounces drained white crab meat, 2 tablespoons minced celery, 2 tablespoons minced red bell peppers, 1 wedge, the Laughing Cow Light Original Swiss Cheese, 1 tablespoon fat-free sour cream, 1 tablespoon fat-free cream cheese, 2 teaspoons fat-free cheese-flavored sprinkles. Directions: preheat oven to 375 degrees. Wipe mushrooms clean with a damp paper towel, and then dry them with a dry paper towel. Place, rounded side down, on a baking dish, sprayed lightly with nonstick spray. In a small dish, thoroughly combine all other ingredients. Evenly spoon crab mixture into the mushroom caps. Place baking dish in the oven for 10 to 12 minutes until mushrooms are hot. Enjoy the creamy crab-tastic goodness. Makes 3 servings. Yummy Yummy Eggplant Goo. Per serving, 1/4 cup, 37 calories, 1 grams fat, 295 milligrams sodium, 7 grams carbs, 2.5 grams fiber, 3 grams sugars, 1 gram protein. This veggie-packed dip is a party must. It's great with warm pita pieces or cut-up veggies, but don't be surprised if you find some guests hovering over the bowl eating it straight. I keep this dish in the fridge and eat it in egg scrambles, on salads and sandwiches, and as a side dish. Yum! Psst, it's not really a goo. I just like the name. Ingredients: 1 medium eggplant, peeled and cut into 1-inch cubes, 1 medium red onion, chopped, 1/2 red bell pepper, chopped, 1/2 yellow bell pepper, chopped, 1/4 cup halved cherry tomatoes, 1 tablespoon chopped garlic, 1 tablespoon tomato paste, 1/2 tablespoon olive oil, 1 teaspoon salt, 1/4 teaspoon black pepper. Directions: preheat oven to 400 degrees. Arrange all vegetables in a baking pan sprayed with nonstick spray. Sprinkle with garlic, olive oil, salt, and black pepper. Toss well. Place pan in the oven and roast for about 40 minutes until vegetables are tender, mixing occasionally. Once cool enough to handle, place the contents of the pan into a blender with the tomato paste. Pulse several times until dip is chunky. Do not process until smooth. Makes 8 servings. I can't believe it's not sweet potato pie. Per serving, 1/4 of pie. 113 calories, 0.5 grams fat, 263 milligrams sodium, 26 grams carbs, 1.5 grams fiber, 8 grams sugars, 5 grams protein. You may want to make a double batch of this stuff. It always goes fast at parties. Ingredients: 1 large butternut squash, large enough to yield 2 cups mashed flesh, 1/2 cup fat-free liquid egg substitute, 1/3 cup light vanilla soy milk, 1/3 cup sugar-free maple syrup, 1/4 cup Splenda no-calorie sweetener, granulated, 1 teaspoon cinnamon, 1/2 teaspoon vanilla extract, 1/4 teaspoon salt, 2/3 cup miniature marshmallows. Directions: preheat oven to 350 degrees. Use a sharp knife to remove both ends of the squash. Peel squash and cut into large chunks, removing seeds. Fill a large microwave safe dish with 1/2 inch of water. Place squash into the dish and cover. Microwave for about 8 minutes and then drain. Squash should be tender enough to mash, but not overcooked. With a potato masher, food processor, or fork, mash squash thoroughly. Measure out 2 generous cups, lightly packed, and place in a baking dish. Add all ingredients except for the marshmallows to the dish. Mix ingredients thoroughly, but do not overstir. Squash should still be pulpy. Bake in the oven for 45 to 50 minutes until solid and not liquidy. Top the pie with mini marshmallows. Return to the oven for 5 minutes or until marshmallows begin to brown. Allow to cool before serving. Makes 4 servings. For butternut squash cooking tips and more squash-tastic recipes, visit the butternut squash section of the Fun With... chapter on page 276. For a pic of this recipe, see the photo insert. Yay! Hungry Girl Holiday Shocker. Sweet potato pie often has about 350 calories and 16 grams of fat per slice. And remember, it's just a side dish. Sassy Veggie Egg Rolls. Per serving, 2 pieces. 82 calories, 0.5 grams fat, 285 milligrams sodium, 18 grams carbs, 1.5 grams fiber, 3 grams sugars, 3 grams protein. Ingredients: 12 large square egg roll wrappers, 2 cups shredded cabbage, 1 cup chopped onions, 1/2 cup shredded carrots, 1/2 cup chopped bean sprouts, 1/2 cup chopped celery, 1/2 cup canned pineapple in juice, chopped, 1/2 cup canned sliced water chestnuts, chopped, 1/4 cup light or low sodium soy sauce, 2 tablespoons minced garlic, salt and black pepper, to taste. Directions: preheat oven to 350 degrees. Place cabbage in a microwave safe dish with 2 tablespoons of water and microwave for 3 minutes. Drain water and transfer cabbage to a large bowl. Add all other ingredients to the bowl, except for the wrappers, and mix well. Season to taste with salt and black pepper. Set aside. Place 2 egg roll wrappers on a clean, dry surface. Evenly place 2 heaping spoonfuls of the veggie mixture, 1/12 of the total mixture, onto each wrapper and rows a little below the center of each square. Moisten all 4 edges of each wrapper with water by dabbing your fingers in water and going over the edges smoothly. Fold the sides of each wrapper about 3/4 of an inch toward the middle to keep the mixture from falling out of the sides. Then roll the bottom of each wrapper up around the mixture and continue rolling until you reach the top. seal the outside edge once more with a dab of water. Repeat process with all other wrappers, making sure you have a clean, dry surface each time. Place all of the egg rolls onto a large baking pan sprayed with nonstick spray. Lightly spray the tops of the egg rolls with nonstick spray. Bake in the oven for about 25 minutes until golden brown. Allow to cool slightly and then cut each egg roll in half. Makes 12 servings. For Weight Watchers points values and photos of all the recipes in this book, check out hungry-girl.com/book. Chapter 8, Chocolate 911. All things chocolate. Kick your chocolate craving to the curb. Did you know that 50% of all food cravings are for chocolate? That's astounding, yet not at all surprising. This chapter is jam-packed with recipes that will help fulfill all of your chocolate dreams and satisfy any chocolate craving you might have. Whether it's for cake, fudge, brownies, whatever, one word of advice: do not eat all of these things at one time. That, of course, would be a terrible idea. But do have fun with these recipes and go chocolate crazy. Chili chocolate cheesecake nuggets. Per serving, 2 nuggets. 42 calories. 0.5 grams fat. 130 milligrams sodium. 7 grams carbs. 0 grams fiber. 2 grams sugars. 3 grams protein. Ingredients: 3/4 cup Cool Whip Free, 1/4 cup plus 1 tablespoon fat-free cream cheese, softened, 1 25-calorie packet diet hot cocoa mix, 1 tablespoon sugar-free chocolate syrup, 1 tablespoon Splenda no-calorie sweetener, granulated. Directions: using a fork or an electric mixer, vigorously mix Cool Whip, cream cheese, cocoa mix, syrup, and Splenda until smooth and well blended. Evenly distribute mixture into 10 sections of an ice cube tray. Place tray in the freezer until nuggets are solid, at least 2 hours. Once frozen, nuggets should pop out easily. If not, run the bottom of the tray under the faucet for a few seconds to loosen them. Makes 5 servings. Hungry Girl Shocker. Romano's Macaroni Grill serves up New York cheesecake with caramel fudge sauce. It clocks in with an alarming 1,610 calories and 96 grams of fat, and that's just for one slice, not the entire cake. Dreamy Chocolate Peanut Butter Fudge. Per serving, 1 piece, 65 calories, 1 grams fat, 57 milligrams sodium, 14 grams carbs, 1 grams fiber, 9 grams sugars, 1 grams protein. It may seem weird to use brownie mix to make faux fudge, but trust me, this recipe totally rocks. Ingredients: 1 18.3-ounce box Betty Crocker Fudge Brownies Traditional Chewy Brownie Mix, 2 cups canned pure pumpkin, 2 tablespoons reduced fat peanut butter at room temperature. Directions: preheat oven to 350 degrees. Combine pumpkin with the brownie mix in a large bowl and stir until smooth. Batter will be very thick, but don't add anything else. Spray a square baking pan, 9 inches by 9 inches works best, with nonstick spray and pour in the mixture. Spoon peanut butter on top and use a knife to swirl it around the top of the batter. Bake in the oven for 35 minutes. The batter will remain very thick and fudgy, and it should look undercooked. Allow to cool. Cover pan with foil and place pan in the fridge for at least 2 hours. Cut into 36 squares. Makes 36 servings. Heads up! The Betty Crocker brownie mix used in this recipe is the best since it's super low in fat and contains fiber. Feel free to swap the stuff for your fave brownie mix, but nutritional information may vary. For a pic of this recipe, see the photo insert. Yay! Chocolate-coated mousse cream cones. Per serving, 1 cone, 84 calories, 1 grams fat, 134 milligrams sodium, 20 grams carbs, 0.5 grams fiber, 2 grams sugars, 1 grams protein. Ingredients: 2 cake flat-bottom ice cream cones, 1 Jell-O sugar-free pudding snack, any flavor, 2 tablespoons sugar-free chocolate syrup at fridge temperature, 1/2 cup Cool Whip free. Optional topping: additional sugar-free chocolate syrup. Directions: pour 1 tablespoon of chocolate syrup into each cone. Swirl around until the inside of the cone is evenly coated, and then place cones in the freezer. Place Cool Whip and pudding in a small dish and stir until blended. Chill dish in the freezer for 45 minutes to 1 hour until mousse is ice cold and set, but not fully frozen. Remove cones and mousse mixture. Spoon mousse evenly into and on top of cones. If desired, top each cone with a drizzle of chocolate syrup. Makes 2 servings. Heads up, after trying these, you may not crave ice cream ever again. Chew on this. Chocolate syrup was used to represent blood in the famous 45-second shower scene in Alfred Hitchcock's movie Psycho. Hungry Girl Dilemma. Are those candy bars worth the calories? Vice. At the office, you grab one of those fun-sized candy bars from the bowl at the receptionist's desk. All 5 times you pass by it, 500 calories. Price. Like to tidy up? You'd have to organize your desk, straighten papers, and file documents for an additional 4 hours to get rid of those 500 calories. Nutritional information based on averages. PB and chocolate bread pudding bonanza. Per serving, 1/4 of recipe, 162 calories, 5.5 grams fat, 208 milligrams sodium, 22 grams carbs, 2.5 grams fiber, 12 grams sugars, 8 grams protein. Warning, this stuff's so good, it may make your head explode. Ingredients: 3 slices light bread, 40 to 45 calories each, with about 2 grams fiber per slice, lightly toasted and cut into 1/2-inch cubes, 1 cup light vanilla soy milk, 1/3 cup fat-free liquid egg substitute, 2 tablespoons reduced fat peanut butter, 2 tablespoons semi-sweet mini chocolate chips, 2 tablespoons brown sugar, not packed, optional, fat-free whipped topping. Directions: preheat oven to 350 degrees. Place toasted breadcrumbs into a 1-quart baking dish sprayed with nonstick spray and sprinkle chocolate chips evenly on top. In a blender, combine soy milk, egg substitute, peanut butter, and brown sugar. Process at medium speed until smooth. Pour mixture over bread cubes, making sure all the bread cubes are covered. Let stand for 5 minutes. Place dish in the oven and bake for 45 to 50 minutes until pudding is firm. This is best when served warm. If you like, add some whipped topping before serving. Makes 4 servings. For a pic of this recipe, see the photo insert. Yay! Chew on this. Chocolate contains the chemicals theobromine, methylxanthine, and phenylethylamine. These chemicals are known for their ability to produce a sense of happiness and well-being. Chili chocolate mousse crepes. Per serving, 1 crepe, 52 calories, 1 grams fat, 87 milligrams sodium, 10 grams carbs, 0 grams fiber, 2 grams sugars, 2 grams protein. These don't always make it to the pan. They're pretty awesome straight from the freezer. Ingredients: 2 ready-to-use dessert crepes, 30 to 50 calories each, 1 Jell-O chocolate vanilla swirl sugar-free pudding snack, half cup Cool Whip free. Directions. Place Cool Whip and pudding in a bowl and stir until blended. Gently tear or cut each crepe in half. Into the center of each crepe half, spoon 1/4 of the pudding mixture. Fold crepes envelope style, sides in first, ensuring that there is nowhere for the mixture to seep out. Place crepes in the freezer for at least 1 hour. Spray a pan with nonstick spray and heat over a medium-low flame. Beginning with the seam sides facing up, heat crepes for 1 minute. Carefully turn crepes over and heat for an additional minute. Crepes will be slightly browned and toasty on the outside, but cool and creamy on the inside. Makes 4 servings. Hungry Girl Tip. Find ready-to-use dessert crepes in the produce section of the supermarket. Ooey Gooey Chocolate Cherry Muffins. Per serving, 1 muffin. 131 calories. 0.5 grams fat. 121 milligrams sodium. 35 grams carbs. 3.5 grams fiber. 24 grams sugars. 3 grams protein. A box of no-pudge, fat-free fudge brownie mix is the perfect amount for this recipe, but feel free to use 12 servings, about 2 2/3 cups, of another fat-free brownie mix. Ingredients. 1 box no-pudge original fat-free fudge brownie mix. 1 cup Fiber One brand cereal, original, crushed. 2/3 cup light cherry pie filling. 1/4 cup light vanilla soy milk. Directions. Preheat oven to 400 degrees. In a bowl, mix all of the ingredients together. Place batter evenly into a 12-cup muffin pan sprayed with nonstick spray or lined with baking cups. Bake in the oven for 20 minutes. Makes 12 servings. For Weight Watchers points values and photos of all the recipes in this book, check out hungry-girl.com/book. Freakishly Good Frozen Hot Chocolate. Per serving, entire recipe, 58 calories, 0.5 grams fat, 184 milligrams sodium, 10 grams carbs, 1 gram fiber, 5 grams sugars, 3 grams protein. This recipe was inspired by the world-famous and insanely delicious frozen hot chocolate served at New York City's Serendipity 3. Ingredients. 1 25-calorie packet diet hot cocoa mix. 1/4 cup light vanilla soy milk. 1/2 ounce sugar-free calorie-free syrup. White chocolate or vanilla. 1 teaspoon sugar-free chocolate syrup. 2 no-calorie sweetener packets. 2 tablespoons fat-free Ready Whip. 5 to 8 ice cubes or 1 cup crushed ice. Directions. Place hot cocoa mix, chocolate syrup, and sweetener in a glass and stir in 3 ounces of hot water. Next, add soy milk and sugar-free syrup and stir again. Place mix in the fridge or freezer for a few minutes or until cool. Pour mix into a blender and add ice. Blend on the highest speed for about 45 seconds or until well blended. Pour into a tall mug. Finish off with whipped topping. Makes 1 serving. Top 8 health benefits of chocolate. 8 great reasons to indulge. 1. Dark chocolate is full of antioxidants, which can help lower blood pressure. 2. Heart-healthy flavanols promote blood flow. 3. Cocoa contains the same type of healthy monounsaturated fat found in olive oil, but tastes much better. 4. Chocolate releases endorphins in the brain, which act as pain relievers and stress reducers. 5. Consuming chocolate releases serotonin in your body, which can boost your mood. 6. All those antioxidants help rid the body of free radicals, a fundamental cause of diseases like cancer and heart disease. 7. Studies show chocolate raises levels of good cholesterol while reducing levels of the bad kind. 8. Essential oils found in cocoa can delay signs of aging. They strengthen your bones, hair, nails, and skin. Yum Yum Brownie Muffins. Per serving, one muffin, 181 calories, 3.5 grams fat, 357 milligrams sodium, 37 grams carbs, 2 grams fiber, 20 grams sugars, 2 grams protein. It may seem odd to use nothing but pumpkin and cake mix for this recipe, but it works perfectly well. Hope you love it. Ingredients: 1 box Devil's Food Cake Mix, about 18 ounces. 1 15-ounce can pure pumpkin. Directions: preheat oven to 400 degrees. Mix the two ingredients together. Don't add anything else that may be mentioned on the box, like eggs, oil, or water. The mixture will be very thick, so you might be tempted to add in other things to make the batter smoother. Do not do this. Place batter into a 12-cup muffin pan lined with baking cups or sprayed with nonstick spray. Place pan in the oven and bake for 20 minutes. Makes 12 servings.